Well, hello everyone. This is Pam Barker, Gigi in the 561. It's very early in the morning, but I wanted to do a quick podcast today. So my voice sounds very morning-y, doesn't it? And I'm podcasting out of my normal spot where it is. I have a soundproof kind of situation. So bear with me and thank you. Thank you for joining me. We are practically in the middle of May. May's kind of a long month, and for us here in South Florida, it has overnight really ramped up and gotten warm. But because of this and that going on, I've spent some time decluttering my closet. Now, I have a reason for bringing that up, because I have a lot of stuff in there. It's not a giant closet. It's probably the smallest closet that I've ever had in my entire life. But I went through only one side of it and took so much stuff to donate. And it's still really full, but it's better and it's organized. That's one area you have to really work on periodically, because I love clothes. I love shoes. I love handbags. I love accessories. So when you do that, it can get out of hand really quick. Here's what I just learned today. There is a group on Facebook. There is a whole group of people that have come together on Facebook, and it's called Declutter 365. Now, I think this would be a little bit stressful for me, because they show pictures and that keeps them motivated, apparently, these people. These are people that are way beyond what I do with my closet. These are people that have guest rooms, apparently, from the photos, you can't even walk into because they're so filled with stuff. But what I think would stress me out is they have starting this, has a printable Declutter 365 calendar, so that every day of the year, 365 days of the year, it gives you something to do, a reminder, motivation to declutter stuff. That is too much for me. I don't want to look at a calendar and go, oh dear, I have to declutter something. Not that it's not a good idea, because it is. I've just had no idea that such a group existed that helps people declutter things 365 days a year. Basically, from what I'm understanding, it's a 15-minute daily mission for you every single day. I can't even motivate myself to do the same, you know, I can't let somebody else motivate me, because actually that's not even possible. No one can motivate you but yourself. And I understand this calendar is designed to do just that, to help you get motivated. Here's one of the things that someone posted, and I think my bags, my big giant plastic trash bags that are filled to the brim, I mean, I often think that they're going to reject us. It's like, and as a matter of fact, that has happened. There's a place here it's actually in Jupiter, Florida. It's run by a hospital auxiliary. And we had this beautiful area rug, and it wasn't that big. It wasn't huge, huge, huge. And I took it there, and they rejected it because it was rolled up. It was cleaned. It was beautiful. They didn't have any place for it. They didn't have a place to store it. It's like, well, it's not that big around, and it's not that tall, but okay. I think what happened, the guy did not want to carry it. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. So we have been rejected. Habitat for Humanity will also, they're as they should be because of the work they do. They're very, very picky about what they will accept, and no problem with that. And we also had another donation place. It's closed now, but I'm trying to think. They lost their lease or something of the name of it. It's here on US 1 here in North Palm, or in Riviera Beach. And it was terrible because we had this beautiful white chair. It was an office chair. And nothing wrong. It was perfect. Put it in the back of our SUV with some other things to donate. And when we got there and took it out, he's like, oh, no, she won't take this because it's messed up on the corner. And what had happened, it kind of, when we shoved it in, it kind of peeled back some of the covering, the fabric stuff, the faux leather. And he's like, but you know what? He was really nice. He said, just put it over here on the side. And he said, believe me, someone will pick it up because it's nice. It just has that little imperfection. But here's what amazed me. One of the people in the group, 365 Declutter, rented a dumpster. Now, I get it if you're moving, if you really are emptying a residence. This person got rid of 1.4 tons of stuff. Now, I can't wait to share this with my mate, with Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, pronounced Gary. To say, hey, you know, my closet's not that bad. 1.4 tons of stuff. She said she had things that belonged to her mother that had passed away 17 years ago. Her grown daughter, she was keeping stuff for her grown daughter and son. They didn't want it. They didn't want it. She had Christmas decorations from long ago, and then every year she bought new ones, but didn't want to part with the old ones until she finally did. And she said it was so freeing, all of this was free, and she's realizing people had guilted her into keeping stuff. Oh, don't, you know, that's sentimental. You'll be sorry if you get rid of it because it belonged to someone who's no longer here. And she said, that's really not the case. You carry these people in your heart. You don't carry them through the things. Now, I do have things from that I've inherited from both sides, from Gary's side and from my side, that I do love and treasure, but I do use my stuff. I use my fancy stuff, dishes and everything, because you know what? If it gets broken, so be it. My time with it was over. And that's really how I feel. I don't rend my garment over things like that. It's like, oh, well, okay. Recently, a really pretty glass was broken. It's like, well, so much for that. I swept it up, put it in the trash. And that was it. But it's this woman with the dumpster that rented a dumpster. She was encouraging the other people and saying, you know what, just get rid of your stuff and pare it down. Keep paring it down every day. And she does utilize the calendar. But she said it was so overwhelming to her until she took charge. And then it became really easy to get rid of these things. I am very guilty of sentimentality. I freely admit that. I have right now in my closet a stuffed monkey. It's a zippy. It says zip on the shirt that I was gifted when I was 2 years old. He has traveled with me since then. He is sitting. I have a little sequin stool, and he's sitting there in my closet. And he's in great shape, by the way. He looks good. Yeah, like everybody, after many years, there's evidence of the years, the passage of time. But he looks good. So I am just as guilty as anyone else of sentimentality, keeping things longer than possibly you should. I think there are times in our life when we are, I think we're more in need of surrounding ourselves with things that remind us of those. We've lost those who are no longer with us, and seeing these things give us comfort and joy. But I think also realizing one or two things is probably enough, and to let everything else go and tell, and let someone else have a time with these beautiful things that you've had in your life. Let someone else find a way to enjoy them and make them part of their life and their family. Because at the end of the day, it's really not about the possessions that we own. It's not about material things at all, no matter how much we love them. And I do, you know what? I enjoy and I wear the things in my closet. I dress up in the evenings. This is the truth. I change clothes usually every day about 3 times because that was the way that it was in my younger life, my childhood and all that. You had the, you know, you had the play clothes that you wore. You came in, you may need to change those during the day depending on what kind of play you're doing. Are you getting muddy? Are you getting wet? You know, what's going on? But then you always changed at night and you cleaned up from being a kid and playing outside. And you changed into something nicer for dinner. And I still do that. I will change usually at least 2, sometimes 3 times a day. So while I have a very full closet, I do wear the stuff in my closet. And what's fun for me now is that I have another young little person in my life, and she enjoys things in my closet and my jewelry and things like that. So that right there gives me so much joy. But I just wondered about all of you. How do you declutter? Do you keep things when you shouldn't? I still have 2/3 of a closet to go through to continue with my declutter. But it's the kind of thing you have to be in the mood for. You really do, because it's a big job. So I will get there, but I don't need a calendar to tell me that. I really, really do not. I hope you're having a great May. I really can't believe it's almost summer. We will be in the thick of hurricane season here in South Florida very soon, and they're expecting it to be pretty active, but you never know. I always like to leave you with a little something in the way of your soul, and this does come from the soul leaf, and it's pretty simple and very true in my opinion. It says very simply, we lose ourselves in the things we love. We lose ourselves, think about that, in the things we love. We find ourselves there too. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate this. This is Pam Barker, Gigi in the 561. Don't forget all the things I always tell you. Amazon, I'm there. YouTube, we're there. NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Gary, GERRY, is on Splash Magazine Worldwide. All things cruise as well. Do check out my books on Amazon. If you have trouble finding them, they're 4 novels. Read them. They're fun. Let me know what you think about them. And don't forget my other podcast, Travel Bistro. I will be jumping on there in the next few days to get a new one out on that. Thank you for the support. We see you on the map. I know you're just on the other side of the mic. I see you without seeing you. This is Pam Barker, Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.